I don't see why you won't let me take your cat and throw it over the fence at Miss Morris's dog.
Because I don't want to.
But you said you would. Oh, gee, Sally.
But I won't. Come on now, let's let it go.
Gee, you don't want to do anything.
Yes, I want to keep on walking.
All right. Where to?
Oh, just straight ahead. I love to look at different houses.
Who lives there?
Oh, some people. I don't know their names.
It's a pretty house. Way back off the sidewalk. I like a big front yard.
So do I. That's why I like our house.
Don't walk so fast. We don't have to catch a train.
And I like houses with big brick chimneys, too.
Yeah, so Santa Claus can get down, huh?
Oh, Cecil. What do you like, Cecil?
Oh, me and you and a few others.
Goodness, aren't we fortunate?
Sure. Why not?
No, Cecil. No kidding. What do you like?
You mean houses?
Yes. What kind?
Oh, big ones.
Well, what do you like big ones for, Cecil? How big?
About 10 rooms. All of them upstairs.
Brick or wood?
Stucco.
Oh, Cecil, you don't like stucco.
How do you know what I like?
Well, do you, Cecil? Why?
I don't know. I just do.
But, Cecil, nobody likes stucco.
Will you let me like what I want to like?
But, Cecil, why do you like big houses?
Because I've always lived in a little one.
My goodness, you like the craziest things.
Well, you ask for them.
Oh, Cecil, look. Aren't those pretty flowers?
I don't know. Are they?
Of course they are.
That's a kind of smart idea, making a hedge of flowers.
Oh, what a pretty garden. Do you like flowers, Cecil?
Anything but lilies.
Why don't you like lilies?
They're too suggestive.
Cecil, is anybody looking?
Why? What are you going to do?
I'm going to reach over and pick one or two of these flowers.
Hey, don't do that, Sally. Suppose someone is looking out of the window.
Then we'll have to run.
No, Sally, jiggers.
Where, Cecil? Oh, you're just trying to bluff me.
Hey, you have no right to reach over in people's yards and swipe flowers.
Oh, they won't mind. There, now. Aren't they pretty? Smell them.
No, I won't. I won't be a party to this crime.
Goodness, you get embarrassed over nothing and then turn right around and do something that scares and embarrasses me to death.
I don't go around picking other people's flowers.
No, but you want to take my cat and drop it over the fence into the Morris's front yard and scare that little dog of hers.
Yeah, but you wouldn't let me.
Of course not. That would be a mean trick.
I don't see where it's a kind deed to take some flowers that don't belong to you.
Aren't they pretty, though? I wish I'd taken more.
Suppose we go back and gather a handful until we get caught.
All right, let's do.
No, I should say not. Come on.
Oh, I knew you wouldn't.
Well, what are you going to do with them, now that you have them?
Well, let's see. Oh, just these two flowers are no good. I must have more.
I guess you're going to pick a flower out of everybody's yard until you get a bouquet, huh?
Well, that's not a bad idea, Cecil. I think I will.
I'm going to go across the street and walk by myself if you do.
Wait, Cecil. Look, there are some daisies in this yard.
Well, let them stay there.
Well, I want one or two. Reach over and pick one.
I will not.
Well, I am. There, now.
Hey, if you keep this up, I'm going to walk on ahead.
There. Wait, Cecil. Oh, goodness, I could only get two.
Come on. Walk faster. We'd feel cheap if someone came out and hollered at us.
Here, Cecil. You can have this daisy.
What do I want with a daisy?
Well, do what I'm going to do. That's the only thing daisies are good for, anyhow.
Some people make wine out of them.
Oh, Cecil, you're thinking of dandelions.
Maybe I am. I don't know.
Loves me, loves me not. Loves me, loves me not.
Oh, for cat's sake. Are you going to do that?
Sir, loves me, loves me not.
What did you name it after?
Loves me, don't talk to me. Loves me not. Loves me?
I'll bet it comes out wrong.
Loves me? Cecil, now you made me forget. Was this one loves me or loves me not? What did I say, Cecil?
Ha ha. I wasn't paying any attention to you.
Oh, it's no good now. You talked to me and made me get all mixed up.
Don't throw it away. Oh, you weren't through with it.
Well, you spoiled it. I'll have to start on a new one. Here, give me yours.
I will not. You gave this other daisy to me.
Well, you said you didn't want it.
Well, I've changed my mind. I'll see who loves me.
Nobody. That's who.
I know it. There's more truth in portrait to that.
Cecil, who are you going to name it after? Me?
No. What do I want to name it after you for?
Well, so you'll know whether or not, whether or not I love you. See?
Oh, Rhett. If I wanted to know, I'd ask you.
Well, I named mine after you.
Hey, let's don't get gooey.
Oh, all right. Go ahead. Name it after anybody. I don't care.
I'm going to anyhow. All right. She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me.
I hope she's cross-eyed.
She loves me not. She isn't. She loves me. She loves me not.
And I hope it comes out wrong, too.
She loves me. It won't. She loves me not. She loves me.
Oh, she doesn't seem to know her own mind, does she?
She loves me not. Don't try to mix me up. She loves me. She loves me not.
Don't take two at once, Cecil.
She loves me. She loves me not.
Who is it, Greta Garbo?
She loves me. No. She loves me not. Don't you wish you knew? She loves me.
I haven't the faintest desire to know.
She loves me not. She loves me. Then keep still. She loves me not.
Goody, goody, goody. It's going to come out wrong.
She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. Ha! There.
You cheated. I saw you.
Oh, I did not.
And cheaters never win.
Oh, it came out right. And why shouldn't it? Lucky girl. Yeah, nah, nah, nah.
Oh, you're no bargain.
Oh, don't you think so?
No, I don't. Who was it anyhow? Tell me.
What do you care? What do you want to know for?
Was it someone I know?
No.
Oh, I bet it was, too.
All right, then. It was.
Oh, Cecil, please tell me.
No. You've got too much curiosity.
Oh, no, Cecil, I'm not curious, but I just want to know.
Tell me why you want to know, and maybe I'll tell you.
Oh, I don't know, Cecil. I just wondered.
Well, that won't do you any good. That's a pretty house across the street. Do you know who lives there?
Oh, some people by the name of Simpson. Tell me who it was, Cecil.
Gosh, you know everybody within 10 blocks of where you live, don't you?
Oh, no, not everybody. Who was it, Cecil?
Nobody. I didn't name it after anyone. Is that their car parked out in front?
I think so. Yes, you did, Cecil. I know you did.
Boy, what a hot-looking butt. Have they any daughters?
Why?
Oh, I just wondered.
Well, it won't do you any good to name daisies after them. Their daughters are all boys.
Do you know them?
Yes, and I hate them. They never tell you anything when you ask them.
Was that a dirty dig?
Yes, and I hope you got it.
All right, Miss Smarty. I'll take you out of your misery. I named it after you. Now, are you satisfied?
Oh, Cecil, you did not.
Ye gods, when I do tell you, you don't believe me.
Yes, I do, Cecil. I knew it all the time, but I just wanted you to say so. And you didn't cheat, did you, Cecil?